Drum roll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Broken to Barbell. This is Tanner.
This is Sam.
And this is Carly.
And welcome to 2020. We took a, what, 2 month break?
Give or take.
Yeah, we didn't do November or December. We've all been a little busy. I'll go first with my update. I bought a house, and I moved in with my boyfriend at the same time. So that is two new things at once for me, which I'm excited about.
And you got a
and
cat
that's a big...
out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the cat was part of it, but
shout out Sebastian.
That's a big, also, time commitment too. So that's why you've been busy.
My life, most of October and November was signing documents and just kind of like doing random things, like always looking for a new bank statement, which again isn't hard. It's just like, oh God, I got to do it again. Oh God, I got to do it again. Oh God, now they want to make me pay for inspection, which I mean, that's what you do. But also it's just like, oh my God, I remember there was one day that I got paid. And the second I got paid, everything went to bills. And I had literally negative $4 in my bank account the day I got paid. Oh. And I was just like, oh, God. So that, you know, which I thankfully had some money in savings. So I, like, was able to, like, not be too dead for the 2 weeks. But, yeah, that's my big thing. I've literally barely, if at all, worked out during those 2 months because – Steven and I canceled our membership to Orange Theory Fitness, which actually was kind of sad about because I loved Orange Theory, but it's really far away now. So it wouldn't make any sense to keep going there. And I needed the money, obviously, for the house buying things. So, now that it's January, I'm slowly starting to get back into stuff. And personally, I'd really like to maybe do at least one Spartan race this year, if not another trifecta or something like that. But we'll see. That's all. It's very perspective-y. Like, puts things in perspective when you buy a house. Because I'm like, oh, God, I got to fix the driveway and all these other things. So,
yeah, we went shopping a couple weeks ago and, like, Tanner's like, we got to go to Home Depot and get gravel for my driveway. I'm like, what on earth? Like, I thought we were going to Nordstrom Rack, not Home Depot.
Who are you?
No, it's pretty cool.
What were you going to say, Sam?
I was going to say, also, nobody tells you, like, you don't learn how to buy a house and all the shit that you have to do and all the documents you have to find and all this. They say, like, oh, you have to have a down payment. But you also have to have an inspection. You have to find a house that, you know, meets the requirements, all this stuff. And, like, you just kind of go with it. Hopefully you have a good realtor that'll do that stuff for you. But nobody knows what you're really getting into until you're in it.
Oh, like, my realtor, he was really great. But totally, Sam, it's just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, like, and just, like, all the extra little money and nickel and diming. And there was, like, did you do an FHA loan, Sam?
I believe so. So you have to have all these stipulations
yeah,
for it.
And it's a low down payment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And this one thing they flagged in my inspection was the cracked cement outside. So then we're like, hey, can you replace that sidewalk that's all cracked? Like, literally, it was kind of obliterated. So it's like, even if we didn't have FHA, I feel like that would have been something fair to ask. And it was like this big deal. With the other realtor and the other people and, like, back and forth. And finally they did it, but then thankfully that was it. But Kat, Sebastian is trying to get on the mixer. Meow.
It does seem like there are so many moving parts to buying a house. And then I'm over here like, that is, like, the last thing in my mind. Like, buying a house. I'm not, no.
Well, honestly.
Not interested in it for a very long time. If ever.
Honestly, I never even, I don't know. This was all kind of, Steven and I were looking for a place together. And then, but we didn't want to pay a cat fee, like an animal pet fee. We're like, let's buy a house. And there was literally, it was like, okay. And honestly, this is way, as far as mortgage goes, way cheaper than rent. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's so final. Like buying a house is like you're like planning your roots, and I don't know. I
kind of, part of me feels that way, but the other part is like, you know, we could fix this place up because structurally it's really good
and like flip it.
Yeah, it's like we could fix it up and then either A, sell it again in 5-10 years, or B, rent it out.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it is a really good spot. He has a driveway, garage. It's close enough to the city, but not in the city.
Dead end street.
Yeah. So shout out to Tanner being an adult.
Woo.
Sam, you want to give an update?
Yeah, that's my life, Sam.
Sorry, I just cut you off.
Oh, I don't know. I've been doing a lot of TikTok and YouTube and going to the gym. I'm trying to, like, this year, like 2020, not put my goals, I suppose, or what I want to do out on the internet like I have been in the past, because I feel really guilty when I don't accomplish them. And so I've been like trying to work through not like doing it for myself, not doing it for other people's like to watch, basically entertainment.
Yeah.
So, but I did go to spin class this year. I started going to spin at my YMCA, and it's no like Soul Cycle or anything, but I love it so much.
I've never done spin. Have you? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd like it.
Throwback, our first episode, Carly said she was going to go to spin or something. Like, was it in the 6 a.m. or something?
I used to do that. I used to wake up and go to spin at 5 a.m. and then I'd go to CrossFit in the evening. And if I didn't, I tried to always make spin, but then if I like skipped CrossFit, I'd be like, well, I already did spin for the day. But I don't know. Like, I drug my ex to a spin class once. I had a couple guy friends that did it, but overall, I would say like most men like aren't huge fans of it. It really hurts your ass. Like, it took me probably a week or two to get comfortable to the seat, because it's like literally just like a little sliver. I don't know. It's intense. It's a bit, you burn like 900 calories in a session or something insane, but
yeah, I like the intensity of it, because like bodybuilding, there is no intensity. Like, I mean, I'm lifting hard, but it's just like, I don't know. It's not very intense, I suppose. So it's kind of like something completely opposite of what I normally do,
yeah,
which I really like. But again, it's the YMCA, so it's not like, I don't know if your spin class was like, it was all dark and there was like bumping music and all that stuff. At the Y, it's like 25 to 65 year olds, and we're all kind of like doing the same thing. So
fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, so it's very bright. I've gone to a couple of spin studios, none like Soul Cycle, but I went to this one probably 4 years ago now. Yeah, I'd say it was 2016. I'm like so confused as to what year it is. I would say it was 2016.
What year is it?
I think it was called Club Cycle. And literally it was like this black room, like super dark, and a bunch of like black lights. And there was a DJ. And it was just like, it was like a dance party in there. Like, I want to say people we knew used to DJ that, but I don't want to name drop. But it was nuts. And it was like very intense, and like all the movements and whatnot and rhythms, and then the person up there with
it rhyme with Blandrew Blith?
No. No, I don't think shout out DJ Andrew Smith if you need a DJ. I don't think he did that. Oh, but,
okay. I was like, wait, what do you mean people we know?
I did that one. And then whenever I went to CrossFit Mount Lebanon, they had Mecca Fitness attached, and they had all like the body lab and spin and all these yoga and whatnot, but like the spin class there was pretty intense, and it was on like risers, right? So there was like 3 rows.
Oh, yeah.
And like lighting was like on point, and it was like a software that was essentially like a Peloton, where it's like you're riding up a mountain and you can like see your place in the pack, and so that was motivating.
That's kind of cool.
Which they're actually opening a gym in the Strip District this summer, I believe. No, CrossFit Mount Lebanon.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're opening a second location. But yeah, Sam, if you ever want to come down and check out some intense spin classes, I would go with you.
We should all do a Soul Cycle class.
I think I am going to. I've been looking at like studios and stuff, because obviously, like I said, not very exciting up here. So it would be fun to do like a, you know, like party type of spin class. Yeah. It would be fun to do all three of us.
Yeah, we should do something like that, like check out different workouts, like go on like a road trip around Pittsburgh, obviously, but like just check out different gyms, like drop in and do a workout with them, like we did with the True Believer Jiu-Jitsu. But yeah, I can't remember. Since the last podcast, had I done my women's only Jiu-Jitsu class? I think
you did like one in that time.
It was intense. Speaking of intensity, I think I'm going to start taking their Saturday morning intro classes, which is what Tanner and I did before. Just as like an added cardio, because I felt like I lost like 5 pounds in that one session. Because when I went to the women's only class, like it was super intense, and I like was not at that level yet. I was just getting tackled the entire time. Not the correct term, but those girls are intense. Anyway, sorry that went off on a tangent. You can continue, Zoom.
I don't have many more updates. I'm still a mother. That's going great.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I mean, just kind of trucking along. I plan on competing this year. I don't know if I'm going to put a date out there. Like I said, I'm trying to keep it to myself. I don't know when.
Yeah.
But hopefully 2020, we'll see. I was kind of having a rough time at the beginning of this year because Scott got laid off, but thankfully he's back to work. Okay. So now I have like the freedom to pursue passions versus not having any money.
You're like, oh God.
Competing is very expensive.
I gotta work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how expensive that shit really does get. Like, I'm obviously not a bodybuilder, but like powerlifting is expensive as well. Like, when you think about your program, I mean, there are people that do it on their own. Shout out Joey Reed, but he does his own programming. But like, I pay for my programming, so like that's an extra layer of money that like people don't really think. All the equipment, those belts are expensive as shit. I can't stop buying clothes, powerlifting clothes.
Yeah.
Shoes. Yeah, the protein, the meal prep, you know, like, whatever. But it in like, the fees to compete, like, you have to have an active membership, which I'm sure is the same with bodybuilding.
Yep.
And the meat fee. Ours,
for NPC, to buy a card to be a member is $125. Then each show, for every class that you're in, is $125. Between $125 and like $200.
That's insane.
So, yeah, it's just money on money on money.
Yeah.
You definitely have to plan ahead, which is what I didn't realize. I don't know if we talked about this in another podcast, but I never realized like last year when I was trying to do this, how expensive it was. And at one point it was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why this year I'm just kind of like playing it by ear. We'll see what happens.
I think you did mention that in a pod that you're like, you know what? I've just come to this point. I don't feel like I'm there yet, and it's going to be a bajillion more dollars to go through with it.
I'm fucking running out of money.
Yeah. I think you did mention that last year.
I'm kind of in the same headspace with that. Like, Vegas was so expensive. Prepping for it, getting there, flights, all that, the whole nine yards. And, like, it went well, so I'm like, everyone keeps asking me when I'm going to compete. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I haven't really thought about it, you know? Like, maybe this fall?
Yeah.
I don't know. This semester is going to straight up murder me when it comes to school. So, I'm, like, not making any commitments. I'm trying to make, like, zero plans on the weekends. Like, right now, I should be doing homework. but, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you said, Sam, like, for me, being like way too open about my prep and whatnot, like held me more accountable, I think. Whereas if I just kept it to myself, I feel like I wouldn't have been as motivated. But that's just me personally. If I compete, when I compete again, it's not an if, it's a when. I'm not going to be as forthcoming and annoying about it.
Okay.
Because like, Vegas was cool, right? Like, I'd never been to Vegas. I'd never competed on a national level. So, like, I did hype that one up a lot, and I was in my head a lot, like, if you fail, like, this is going to suck, because you've been talking about it for literally a year. But, yeah, when I compete again, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Unless I deadlift 500, and then it's going to be a big deal.
Then we'll fucking make it a big deal, because
then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Anyway, I keep cutting Sam off, so.
That's fine. I'm all out of updates. Your turn.
Yeah. Go.
Updates. So, last time we recorded was my 3 years, right? So, end of October.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of timing.
Yeah, with Jolene.
Which, that was, that one was one of my favorites. And then I got to meet Jolene.
Yes.
So,
talk about that.
So, I went to Denver for my 3 years sober on, like, a soul-searching trip, I would say. I say that every year, but, like, I'm never going to find my soul. It's not there. But, so, so one of my best friends was supposed to go with me and the plans fell through and I was like, you know what? I'm still going to go. So I got an Airbnb by myself and, booked a flight, rented a Jeep Wrangler, like had a great time, hung out with Alex Ford and Brett Mahalik. Shout out to my boys. You better be listening.
I still hear about the Jeep Wrangler to this day.
Yeah. Now I need one. I need one. But anyway, so go to Denver and like on our podcast, I think we talked about meeting up in person, Jolene and I, and so made plans with her, got to meet up with her in a little coffee shop and talk to her for like an hour. And it was like so cool to talk to her and like meet her in person, you know, like I reached out to her on Instagram, found her through this like quote about how you have to, alcohol is the only drug that you have to justify not taking. And like that quote really stuck with me because it is true. Like, some, if you ask someone why they don't drink, like, or if someone asks me why I don't drink, I feel like I have to like give this prepared speech that I've said 1,000 times. And if you ask someone about a different drug that they don't do and they say, oh, like I just don't do that, then it's like, okay, subject change, no one cares, you know? So like her quote really stuck with me and I reached out to her, and meeting her in person, it was just like, I almost had like an epiphany. I don't know. It was just like being there in that moment, talking to her about my sobriety. It was just really cool. Probably the highlight of my trip, to be honest. And so her handle's Healthy Discoveries on Instagram. She posted about it. And like, I literally cried reading her Instagram post. I cried on the last podcast too. Like, I don't know what's going on, but, super emotional in my old age. But, so check out her Instagram if you want. And she's, like a health coach and she's an advocate for sobriety and whatnot, but the trip was great. Can't wait to go back to Denver. Like, I've been thinking about being in Rocky Mountain National Park since I left. Like, it really is like a different world, you know? Like, people always say like, oh man, I got to get back to the mountains. And like, now I get it, right? Like, being in them, I'm like, oh my God, like this, the world looks like this outside of Western Pennsylvania.
Goes to Colorado once.
Right? I can't wait to go back. And like, what's funny is I don't even smoke weed. So like, it's not even for that.
Oh yeah. It's not even your
thing. So like, I mean, obviously people have that reason to go to Colorado, but yeah, I can't wait to go back. I'm actually thinking about planning a trip this spring. So anyway, went to Denver, finished my semester, still powerlifting, not posting about it as much. I posted a little bit on the pod Instagram, mainly because like whenever for me, when I feel like whenever I post stuff, I feel like I'm like doing it for the like, you know what I mean? Or like bragging. And like, I have never wanted lifting to be about that.
Yeah.
Personally, like, I'm like, who gives a shit? Right. Like, I'm in that headspace. Like, well, cool. You did this in the gym. Like, keep it to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But there are people that mold their whole lives around their Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. And what they're portraying to the public or to whoever they're trying to make jealous. I don't know. But, so I've really like reeled it in. I haven't been posting as much.
I feel like I just need to post more.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's anyway.
Just cause I feel like I'm not talkative, at least on our broken to barbell Instagram.
I mean, I post way too much on there, but I was talking about it with someone, Joey, maybe. Like, I'm still living the broken to barbell, you know what I mean? Like, mental health is always going to be there, right? Like, I'm still using powerlifting as like my fix,
yeah,
for the most part. Like, I'm not medicated or anything. I mean, I still go to therapy, shout out Scott.
I really want to start running again. I hate this cold weather, so we're going to chill on that for right now.
Yeah.
But,
wow, I got a new job.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so long. It's like I'm a totally different person since last time we recorded. So my new walk to work is 2 miles one way.
Instead of 1 mile
instead of 1 mile. So like I literally start every day with a 2 mile jaunt to work. Which I think is actually impacting my lifts in a negative way. Like my legs look great, but it's a lot of walking. And like, I think we've talked on previous pods about being a slave to the Fitbit, which I have a serious problem with that. Like I'm in a bunch of,
Carly Kaufman competing to get the highest number.
Yeah. So everyone keeps inviting me to work week hustles and weekend warrior challenges. And I'm like, absolutely. I'm in one right now. And I'm like sitting over here thinking like, I only have 2000 steps on the day. Like I need to leave here. I need to go do my homework. I need to go get on the treadmill. I need to go lift so I can get those steps. You know what I mean?
No, anyway, I don't.
Mental health. mental health.
Nope.
Additionally, sorry, I have a bunch of updates. So I got a new job, got a real IT job. So like,
that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I keep climbing that ladder in my corporate and professional life, but so last week I started going to AA. Second time.
Tell us about the first time.
So the first time I went to, it was either AA or NA, but I went with my cousin Lauren in 2014.
Oh, you went all the way back then. Okay.
I think it was 2014, but I'm not positive. 2014 or 2015. I don't know. But I went with her. It was the day after St. Patty's Day. And this should have been like a rock bottom awakening for me. But it wasn't. And so I went to AA with her back then because she was new in sobriety and like she just wanted us there for support. So like Jenny and I went with her.
Sorry.
And so everyone was sharing their story. And then like someone had just shared their story. And then they were like, you in the back, like pointed to me. They were like, do you want to share your story? And I was like, oh, I'm just here for support. You know, so like the fact that they like thought that I was like, meanwhile, I was hungover. I probably smelled like alcohol.
I was going to say, you probably looked the part.
Yeah. So like that was my first experience with it. But that was like in a different view. Right. Like I was there to support Lauren. I wasn't there for myself. Meanwhile, I probably should have been there for myself. So last week I went with Lauren and it was a women's only AA meeting. And there was probably like 20 to 30 women in there. All ages, I would say 21 up to maybe 70. And like, I've been having these feelings and thoughts where like, I need to see how other people in sobriety handle their shit. Right. Cause like, I think for a long time I thought I could handle everything on my own. It's a personality flaw, but I was like, like, I gotta see how other people are doing it. Right. Like Lauren has been phenomenal. Like she's been a really good support system for me and like she's coming up on her 6 years sober, which is incredible. Next month, actually a couple weeks, she'll have 6 years. And so she was like, do you want to go to a meeting with me? Like I'll find a women's only that we can go to. So I went to her with it and it was at the JCC in Squirrel Hill, which an added bonus to that is Jason Momoa has been working out there while he's in town. I didn't see him. But so anyway, we go in and so I'm not familiar with AA in that it's a 12-step program. There's a big book. I've gathered this the last 2 weeks in my meetings. Apparently there's like a 12-step program. Everyone gets a sponsor if they want one that like guides them along. And this big book is like their Bible. But from what I can tell, AA is like heavily rooted in religion.
Oh yeah. It's very much is.
So like last week the topic was the last part of the Serenity Prayer. So like the wisdom to know the difference between accepting the things that you can change. All right, changing the things, whatever. I don't know what it is.
You'll get there.
Yes.
If you keep going, you'll get there.
So like the wisdom to know the difference between like changing what you can change and like accepting the things that you can't. I think that's what it is. But wow, I'm all over the place today.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, so the quote was the wisdom to know the difference. That was the talking point last week. And so, like, I talked about how I got the chance to share. So, at the beginning, I talked about, like, I was actually the last person to share in the meeting before we ran out of time. But I said, at the beginning of my sobriety, I thought that I could change everyone around me because I was working on myself. Everyone else needed to work on themselves and like needed to look themselves in the mirror and be like, you have a problem. Right. But like, you can't force anyone to do anything in that regard. And it comes down to like my relationship at the time. Like, I'm not talking about my friends. Like, obviously I don't give a shit what my friends do. Obviously I want the best for them, but like in a partner, I wanted my partner to like look at himself and fix some issues. And like, you can't force anyone to do that. Yeah. Right. And so now later on in my sobriety, or since I've been sober, I realize like the only person you can work on at any given time is yourself. Right. And that's been a journey, right? Trying to think like you can't change someone. You shouldn't hang out or like, or want to be with someone that you think you need to change into who you want them to be. Which has been a big mental shift for me because I've always been like trying to like mend people that need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think it's rooted from like my childhood, always trying to like fix relationships with other people and make people get along that don't necessarily get along. I think you can deduce where I'm going with that. But so that was the first week. I left feeling like, wow, that was awesome hearing all these people, all these women that have been in sobriety for like 20 to 30 years talk about shit that they've been through and how they handle it. And I was like, that was really cool. Like, I think I'm going to go back. And it's on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So I'm like, this could be my religion, right? Like, this could be my church. And so this week I went in by myself because Lauren had to work. And I'm like, I'm going to go anyway. Like, fuck it. What's the worst that can happen? So...
So you make it sound like the worst happened then.
No. So I go in and they open up the floor to like a topic that's weighing on someone's heart and like what they want to talk about. And so this week it was religion. And like I have struggled with religion for a while in that as a kid I was pretty religious, like Sunday school and church every Sunday and like just went along with what my parents wanted me to do. And as I got older and as I started partying, any like blackout or embarrassing night, I would be like, man, that was like super embarrassing, but only God can judge me, you know, like he's the end all be all. So like, yeah, I'm embarrassed to be around my friends. Yeah. I don't want to talk about what happened last night, but like my shield is God and he'll get me out of everything. But then I think about like, where was God when I split the Y in a road and smashed my car into a tree, you know? And it's like, I don't know, whatever. But hearing,
well, for every situation like that too, there's always the two explanations, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I you know what I mean, like.
But it was interesting to hear everyone talk about it yesterday because like I struggle with this often because like to this day, like my mom would be like, Carly, you should go to church on Sunday. I'm like, oh my God, literally, I do not want to go to church. But like,
are there any? I think Jolene talked about this. Are there any like sobriety things that aren't religiously based?
So wait, I'm still going with this meeting.
Sorry, go.
So hearing everyone talk about it yesterday. So like there were some women that said like, I pray every morning and I'm not sure if God's a man or a woman. And like, I don't know what I picture and I just wait for the signs from the universe and whatnot. Right. So then at the end they say like, does anyone have a burning desire to talk? And this woman was like, yeah, I do. She was probably like in her 50s, I would say. She's like, to be honest, this meeting is pissing me off. She's like, I want nothing to do with religion. Like, I have been sober for 30 years. I used the 12-step program, but like, don't credit any of that to God at all. And it was like interesting to hear like her point of view, right? Because like another person talked and said like, I don't believe in a traditional God. Like, I don't really pray and all this stuff, but like I'm doing well in sobriety because of like following the program. And you can spin it where like you don't have to give all the glory to God. But it was interesting to hear. And it was like a conversation that I've been like wanting to have with someone, or like, I don't know who or like what I would read, but just to see like where I stand with religion and whatnot. Cause like I right now at this point in my life, I would say I'm not religious at all. I don't pray. I definitely don't go to church, but anyway, it was interesting. So like,
I do like that you had the perspective there at that meeting of 30 years sober, you know, and she wasn't into the religious aspect of AA.
Yeah, but like, look at me, right? So I'm 3 years sober and some change, and like, I don't credit any of that to God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I prayed. Like, this sounds terrible. Like, my mom listens to this episode. Mom, I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't follow the 12-step program. I didn't go to meetings. And I'm not going to meetings now because I feel like I'm going to cave. I'm going to meetings now because, like, I want to hear other women's perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a totally different shift in thinking. And I think it's because I'm reading this book called Quit Like a Woman by Holly. I can't remember her last name. Whitaker. Sorry.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God.
But it's just making me think about things differently. I don't know. I'm in a weird spot right now, if you can't tell.
I think I'm no religion expert, too, but some people just kind of need that person to hang on to, whereas you are a very, very strong person, and like you said, you've credited it to yourself because you can, like, hold yourself accountable, whereas some people don't have that type of willpower.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, I think that, too, like, obviously, I'm not, like, pumping myself up, but there are people that need that higher power, and that's what a lot of the girls yesterday said. They need to know that they can say and speak and pray to someone, and that, like, someone's listening, whether it's a God or the universe or whoever. And like I said, they look for signs, right? So, like, last week's message about, like, the wisdom and the difference about accepting things that you can't change, like, that I've encountered that, like, in my personal life recently, and so, like, it was pretty eye-opening, and it was almost like a sign from the universe that we were talking about it in, like, my first meeting, right? But, like, I don't know about you guys. Like, I don't Tanner, are you religious at all?
No. Simply put.
But, like, no. Yeah, and, like, another thing, I guess, like, it's like a getting older, maturing thing, is not being judgmental of people that are. But, like, yesterday, the topic of Christianity and, like, the agendas they're pushing in today's world really aren't friendly.
Super, well.
Or kind.
That's why I'm not super religious.
Yeah, so like, and like.
I mean, not religious, literally at all.
One of the older women talked about growing up in the Catholic Church and like being abused. And it was like pretty eye-opening, right? Because like you see all that stuff in the news and you don't want to think that like you would ever. You would know anyone that would ever encounter it, but like it happened to a lot of people, especially in this area, which is unfortunate. But anyway, off on a tangent about AA. I think it's going to be good for me. It's just like another form of therapy, right? So like I not only do I go to my therapist every 3 weeks, which has been I don't want to say a godsend, has been a really good thing for me.
It's a colloquialism. I think we get it.
Yeah, so...
It's been a universe send.
It's been really good for me. Like, I like, base my progress on those meetings with him. Powerlifting is a form of therapy, right? So now AA is just a third layer of therapy for me. And it gives me something to look forward to and, like... Like I said, like hearing other people, how they handle things. And it makes me think differently about certain situations or certain things that I'm facing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's.
I like it.
That was a lot. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're like, Carly, get it together.
No, I liked it.
All I can think about is my artificial intelligence and behavioral analytics homework that I'm not doing right now.
Oh boy.
But it's my last semester. I'm almost done. I graduate on May 8th. The countdown is on.
Woo.
And then I think I'm taking a solo trip somewhere big, hopefully like New Zealand or Banff.
New Zealand's a big one, just for the sheer fact of the amount of time you'll spend in a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I'm going to go somewhere like as a congrats, Carly. You got your master's in a degree you know literally nothing about. Shout out IT World. Anyway, do you have anything?
No,
we're gonna end on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else past that. That's kind of where I'm at.
I think we should do, I don't know how we would do it, but expand upon our, I don't know, our, not beliefs, but like I'm a very law of attraction universe type of person. And I think that would be an interesting, like, full podcast that we would go, like, more into. Cause that, like, this isn't enough time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Our little updates.
Yeah, I think I told Tanner earlier, I was like, can we just get something out there? Like, let them know we're still here. All my friends are like, where have you been? What's going on with the podcast? I'm like, listen, we've been busy.
A, holidays. B, I bought
buying
a house.
Yeah, like everyone's, I get that we're all busy, right? But there's a couple interviews that are in the chamber. They just need to be scheduled. So we have that to look forward to. But I think this spring, at least from my standpoint, is going to be incredibly hectic. But as long if we can get together and bullshit or interview people for an hour, we'll make it work.
Kitty, you're falling. You just fell off the couch. Oops.
But yeah, if anyone has any... Actually, if any of our listeners listening have anything that they want to come on and talk about, like a burning desire...
We'd be into it.
...to talk about anything, it can range from literally mental health to fitness to who even knows what. Anything. The Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, whatever you want to talk about.
I do not want to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers that, at all.
Yeah, I won't have much to say about that, but I'll listen.
Listen, don't CTE, let's go.
I could talk about CTE. I don't want to talk about the Steelers.
Yeah. I know. Maybe we can get a Steeler on here that has it.
Okay, the tangent. Did anybody watch the Aaron Hernandez thing?
Not yet.
It was ice. It was good. I mean, we watched it in one sitting.
I'm going to throw out there something that is probably not what everyone else thinks, but Aaron Hernandez was hot AF.
Oh, no, he was. I don't.
I feel bad saying that considering he was a murderer. He was also gay.
I know.
Oh, you watched it. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my list for May 9th, the day after graduation. That's when I'm watching TV again.
There is a lot of back and forth about that. Not so much maybe that he was gay or not, but like at least as this documentary goes, like why is the gay thing brought in when the CTE thing was such a big deal? Like he had the brain of like an 80-year-old. Is what they found from the amount of concussions he had. So like, you know, I kind of get that part of the debate. Like, why was the gay thing played up so heavily?
Well, I was but like, also, whoa, that's a left turn I wasn't expecting. But also I didn't like totally love how they did it. Like the whole documentary, it was very strange the way that it was all put together.
I thought the documentary was kind of slow. Like, and that's weird. Like, it just felt very slow.
I'll have to watch it.
Oh my God, Kat, don't stand there. You're gonna fuck something up. Okay.
May 9th, we'll get your thoughts.
Ready?
May 9th, yes. And if you have any TV show suggestions, just send me a DM. I'm not watching anything till May 9th.
Yeah, we'll take either podcast suggestions and or things to watch on Netflix suggestions.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to me ramble. I'm sorry that I talked for literally 30 minutes.
No, I actually really enjoyed it, so...
About Denver and the mountains.
Oh, I need a vacation so bad, but I gotta pay for this house.
Yeah, your vacation, like it's
staycation.
What
bitches.
Is that meme that's like? I just paid rent. Like I'll be in my apartment for the next. Like if you need me, like you can come see me. Getting the most out of my rent,
yeah,
or something like that.
That's where I'm at right now. All right. Well, I really don't have anything else. To say we have like a gym in our basement. We got weights and stuff and an elliptical. I've only used it once so far, but now that I'm out of I moved out of Shadyside 2 officially, like,
yeah, very sad about
very
that.
Sad.
So if you came
I know,
on
I saw your goodbye
I know
if you came on our podcast while we recorded from the Shadyside location, like, thank you. Those were the days when the ambulance would go by in the middle.
Mid-episode. Yeah. At least four times.
No, you had a good run over there. Good parties. Good location.
I can't wait for Halloween parties here.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
I'm pumped.
Not so sure about the parking, but it'll be really cool.
I really don't know what we're going to do about the parking, Sitch, but we'll figure it out.
We're going to have to Uber in.
Yeah. Like, literally, I was almost thinking...
A bus. A shuttle bus.
I was like, man, could we make people park in a lot like down in Bellevue and shuttle them up here?
I'd be in. I mean, I'm going to be in the driveway.
I know. Yeah.
Dibs. But anyway.
All right, well, anybody else? Anything for the good of the group?
We can't go through a podcast without giving a shout out to Sally's Fitness, our unofficial sponsor. Come check out the new gym. Come hang out and come lift with us. Oh my God, Lawrence moved to Michigan. How did I miss that?
Oh God.
One of our biggest fans, Lawrence, true, moved to Michigan the end of December. I'm still heartbroken, but we wish him the best from afar. I'm sure he'll listen to this, so.
Universe speed.
Universe speed.
Not God speed. Anyway. All right. Well, welcome to 2020. Thanks for listening, everyone. Do you guys want to say bye now?
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.